A Year in the Psalms, Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. A cry is the earnest form of prayer. From the end of the earth indicated that David would call upon God from the furthest extent of his difficulties. Rock is from an original that Strong defines as a refuge. A place of safety that was above the area of David's trials was that to which he prayed God to lead him. God did not wish his people to have a king and suffered them to have one over divine protests. However, after letting them be formed into a kingdom, he promised to bless the king if he would remember his God in all his ruling. A Year in the Psalms, Psalm 62. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. The only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. Low degree and high degree refer to the professed ranks of the men. But whatever their stations in life, if they are laid in the balance, which means to be put to the test of real merit, their pretensions will be exposed. The first clause is addressed to men using the wrong means for gain. Even if they should apparently succeed, the success would not justify their vain boast. If riches should come to a man from righteous sources, yet it would be foolish to become attached to them. The mere obtaining of wealth is not wrong. The means of getting it and the attitude towards it, our use made of it, is what counts. Paul taught this lesson in 1 Timothy 6, 10, and 17. A Year in the Psalms, Psalm 63. Joy in the Fellowship of God. God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I shall rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. but the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. The name God is used twice and is from two different origins. The first refers to a supreme being as a ruler. The second has the special significance of a powerful one. David was not actually in want of the necessary things of life. He used such conditions to compare the feeling he had the need of divine help. Loving kindness really is equivalent to life. The comparison means that life without this kindness of God would not be worth living. The spiritual provisions of God gave David food for thought, even when in the night watches. He made particularly the same remark in chapter 1, verse 2. Shadow of wings is figurative, comparing the shelter afforded by the Lord to that of a large bird. As a birdling would find comfort under the wings of its mother, so David found a feeling of security with his Lord.